Hi there, this is Mistress Delia. I want to talk to you and tell you my 10 rules of a successful mistress. The first rule is you control the orgasm, you control the male. Without a doubt, this is probably the number one rule of cock controlling, cock teasing bitches like me everywhere. Control the cock ultimately means controlling orgasms and the man. Even if he tells you he's not submissive, he'll be putty in your hands. Those of you who have been cock-teased by me know that is true. Just think of all the slutty, kinky things you've done just because I asked you to. All because you just want your horny cock to spurt. The second rule says to make any fantasy work, tease often. The key is you must build suspense in your submissives. Lately, throughout the week, I've been keeping Jack locked up in his chastity cage at night. I tease him throughout the week, not with stroking or other play, but words and images. I'll send him a text with some sexy thoughts, or maybe a Tumblr image or a short video clip of some butt slut being pegged. And let him know what is in store for him for the weekend. By the time Friday rolls around, he's a horny, dripping mess. Rule 3 is stimulation plus frustration equals service and submission. I believe chastity has to come with frequent periods of being teased and denied whether I unlock a man or not. Teasing for a few hours, bringing a cock block submissive to edge after edge without allowing relief, then locking him back up has a very delightful side effect of having a submissive focus on my needs and desires. I know they're hoping I'll decide to reward them for their submission with even a ruined orgasm, but it's not happening. Once I set your release schedule, you are staying locked until then. The fourth rule talks about testing limits, and I'm not talking about pushing limits. What I'm saying is that every submissive will try to test the limits of a mistress's rule. As a femdom, one of my responsibilities is to never let him get away with anything. A dom has to be firm and consistent. If your phone sex mistress says no touching your cock, and certainly no coming unless you're on a call with her and you disobey, then she must punish you. Remember, part of BDSM is discipline. Rule 5 says that physical pain alone cannot satisfy a submissive. This may not apply to masochists and pain sluts, obviously. But nothing gets my sadistic side out like a pain slut who can take everything I deliver, and moans and leaks throughout it, reveling in the pleasures of the pain I'm giving him. Pain sluts are few and far between, though. Most submissives need a mixture of pain and pleasure, and not pain as pleasure. Rule 6 says the more aroused your submissive is, the more pain he can take. Now, I can't tell you how many submissives I've had who tell me, I'm not into pain, but get their cocks hard and dripping, and all of a sudden they're taking a blistering spanking. I don't even like to call it pain play or corporal punishment. I'd rather call it sensation or impact play. With a properly horny and aroused slave, you can push their limits on sensation to areas they didn't think were possible. Jack normally isn't into canings, but if I spend a while stimulating his body, cock balls, nipples, and ass, and begin with floggers, crops, and paddles, putting those red stripes on his ass is the perfect ending to any scene. Rule 7 deals with mind-fucking you. Psychological dominance, or mind-fucking, is so powerful. If I can find out what buttons to push in your horny brain, the less pain I need to inflict to control and satisfy your submissive cravings. Does calling you a slut or a whore, or talking about seeing you suck my bull's cock, make your dick harder and drip more pre-cum? The mind is our biggest sex organ and can be more powerful than any sex toy or flogger. Rule 8 deals with punishment. Punishment is never anything you are going to enjoy. One thing that I've written about is how submissives will always test limits, and it's up to the mistress to be firm and consistent in applying discipline and, when needed, punishment. A good mistress understands the balance between the intensity of punishment and the duration. If your punishment is going to be intense, like a caning, then it won't last long as a less intense punishment, such as being made to stand in a corner and being ignored. Rule 9 says that submission increases with time. As long as I maintain firm control, the longer a sensation lasts, the more sessions we have together, the more thoroughly submissive and under my control you will become. The more we play together, the more I can determine just what training you need, and the more you'll begin to depend on me to give you the feeling of submission you crave. And finally, Rule 10 is very important. It says our pleasure is linked. Many people that think that dominance and submission is all about what the dominant partner wants, but it is just as much about giving the submissive partner exactly what they need. I have callers ask me what gets me excited during a call, since while we may fantasize about things, we can't actually do them in reality. Well, the answer is it's all about having that control over you. That is what gets me aroused. I may not be spanking or stroking you, but you are doing it under my direction and just how I tell you to. And that is the power exchange that keeps me going. So the pleasure we both get from a call is certainly linked. This is Mistress Delia. I hope you loved my 10 rules for a mistress to follow. You can reach me for some naughty fun by calling 800-601-6975.